This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. My name is Tippy Greg, and I'm here to make sure that you and I have an incredible, great Friday afternoon. Welcome to it. This is the Capricorn Adventure. Well, it's Fab Friday, and you're tuned in to nothing but the best of motoring experience that we are about to embark on. And on the line, I've got Prashewin, who's going to be taking us into the new long-term test vehicle, the Suzuki Dzire, which will be putting through its paces over the next 3 months. He'll also share his thoughts on the Suzuki France as we take a closer look at two of Suzuki's value for money offering. As always, he'll be wrapping it up with the motoring tip of the week. And of course, what is a Friday without a Friday hot jam to kickstart the weekend? Prashewin, how are you doing, my brother?
Hello, Greg. How are you?
Fantastic, man. It's good to catch up with you once again since I'm standing in for King Bash.
Ah, always a blessing, man. Thank you.
Well, let's jump straight to it. Take me through the delivery of Suzuki Dzire. What was your first impression with this car?
Well, you know what? It was quite interesting at first because I kind of thought like, you know, this is like every Uber driver likes delight, so to say. Yeah, so it's a city slicker. They've revamped it in terms of the looks department. It's a bit more stylish, a bit more premium, safe to say. It's basically, in essence, a soot sedan and drives well, 5-speed manual with a 1.2-liter 3-cylinder. It's not fast. It's not Speedy Gonzales. You're getting 60 kilowatts, but it makes up for efficiency. I've got 6.1 liters per 100 kilometers, and it felt so cool to be in something that is low-key, under the toe, no eyes on me, so to say.
Yeah. And then just a personal question. Which one do you prefer, the latest version or the previous version? Exterior-wise.
I think this one, in terms of the looks department, looks proper.
Better,
yeah.
Okay, no, interesting. Now, let's jump straight to the pricing and the features. Where are we with this one?
All right, so not too shabby in the price department. It's 224,000 Rand. Mm. In terms of features, you don't expect a lot. It's bare bones motoring at its finest. Think cloth upholstery, simple infotainment screen. At least it has wireless Apple CarPlay. And it's also got a reverse camera. 6 airbags as standard across the whole range. Nice wheels, LED lights, and that's really about it. Eh? There's nothing else to it, Greg. Simple motoring at its best.
Nah, I get you. You'll have it for 3 months. What can listeners really expect? You know, what can you sell to the listeners to say that, you know what, this are my greatest takeaway from the car?
So I'm hoping to explore it in terms of a long drive. I want to take it somewhere far. Of course, I'm still assessing the comfort levels and just overall everyday practicality. And then the ownership costs and just, yeah, who's it meant for? And personally, do I like it? I'm still on the fence of, do I love it or do I just tolerate it? Because I used to own a budget beater, the VW Up.
Yeah, yeah.
So this one this one brings that nostalgia back for me in terms of simple motoring at its finest, you know?
Yeah. Now, let's change the gears up a little bit. This is one of my favorite offerings as far as Suzuki when it comes to SUVs. Let's talk about Suzuki France. Who should be buying the France? Because, hey, it's a beautiful car, man.
You know what it is, eh? I think our test units, in terms of amenities and all that sorts, it's decent, jam-packed, 6 airbags. I liked it, and it's priced not too bad, about 356 grand. It's not my first rodeo with it, actually, and I think someone who would buy this car is, you know, family, a small family. But mind you, I wouldn't take it on a long-distance drive.
It?
I think it's meant for the city slicker, so to say. It's fuel efficient. It's got 6.5. But I think one thing to note about it is that the safety rating. So I see that it scored a 1-star safety rating for the Australian ANCAP safety rating test. And I see because it was due to a rear seatbelt retractor failure. And that obviously for them was identified as a safety concern. It hasn't been tested locally for the Safety for Cars Africa campaign recently, the global ANCAP. So Yeah, I think I'm still on the fence with that. But the design, I got a 5-star safety rating.
Yeah.
And four-star for child protection.
I can agree. I can agree. And I think as far as safety, I'm looking forward to it because there was a lady who posted her accident on social media and she came out safe, man.
Okay, that's fantastic because I think I've spent so much time with it, Craig, as well. I think even when it first launched, I spent a few months with it. I took it on long drives as well. I didn't find it at all to be a hassle, but I'm so curious to see what the results bring for this. You know, if they do a safety rating for the Safer for Cars campaign, for Africa campaign.
I hear you, man. You know, before I let you go, Prashuren, what's your motoring tip of the week and what's your hot gem of the week?
All right, so don't rely solely on the car in front of you to warn you of hazards. Always look 2 or 3 cars ahead. It gives you more time to react, sudden braking, pedestrians, or obstacles. So just be vigilant and just think 2 or 3 steps ahead. And we'll end up with a cool hot gem, Miguel Skywalker.
Appreciate you, and thank you so much for taking time and schooling us, yeah?
Thank you so much, Craig. Have a blessed one to the listeners out there. Cheers.
Thank you so much. That is the motoring journalist, Prashuren Naidu, on Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Catch him every Friday at 12:30 p.m. from the latest motoring reviews, industry insights, and driving impression. You can also read his work on topspeed.com and ednews.africa and follow Wheels and Journeys across social media. And until next time, drive safely, enjoy the journey, and have a fantastic weekend while you do that from us as far as on the motoring scene of things.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.